Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Capitals came up big in the last two games of the season, took care of business at home against the Bruins, went into Philadelphia last night, took care of business.
Don't forget the Lightning game, the 1-3 straight.
You want to go further back? Sure.
Yeah, it was a big one.
But in particular, the last two nights, biggest games of the year, they came up big. Lindgren leads them into the playoffs. They got a goal from Ovi last night, an empty netter from Oshie because the Flyers had to get a regulation win. They advanced to the playoffs. So what's next? They face the New York Rangers and Peter Laviolette as the head coach, the former Caps coach. The Rangers had a ton of points this year. We mentioned before, Panarin led the team with 49 goals.
Mm-hmm. 55 wins on the season for
the
Rangers.
They can score some goals. What are your expectations for this Caps team? We mentioned this earlier. Eight seeds in NHL. They have some success. They've even won, gone on to win the whole thing. Let's just focus on this round. I think they definitely can make it competitive. They have the red-hot goalie. They had some success against the Rangers here. Played them four times, won the home games, and Lindgren in three starts only gave up three goals.
They can get hot. I mean, they're the epitome of hot, other than not really scoring the goals.
Right.
Well,
right?
They're going to have to win low-scoring games. And Cakes mentioned Carberry's record in one-goal games, or the one-goal wins. Was it 20-plus?
20 wins in one-goal games. I believe that's
correct. How they're going to have to win games.
The Dale Hunter formula.
Believe me, I've been thinking about it. Give him a phone call. Hey, what's not to love? This is what we're doing.
Some of the least aesthetically pleasing hockey.
Do you like winning?
I do like winning.
Right, and isn't that the formula?
I am a fan of winning.
Hit him up for a consultant call.
I think Carberry doesn't need an extra consultant. He kind of knows what he's doing.
Carb's doing it all.
Carberry, we talked about it.
I just like Dale.
Before the season, when we actually met with Coach Carberry, and I can't remember who else sat down with us. I think Darcy Kuemper sat down with us.
And Nick Dowd.
I stared into Darcy Kuemper's light blue eyes. I was mesmerized. He's like the nicest guy ever. I feel bad that he's been usurped by Chucky.
I love Carbs, by the way.
Love him, too.
But we talked about it before the season when we sat down, even that day.
I would actually kiss his bald head.
We said they have to thread the needle this year. And threading the needle was they have the old guys, and they're trying to infuse some young guys. So it's going to be a long shot to make the playoffs.
Hey, can you play the clip in the locker room again for people?
Yeah, play that.
Because we played
all
it earlier.
F bombs. I love it. wish I could say them right now.
I mean, the general manager looked at this team at the trade deadline and said, We're sellers. We're selling off any guys whose contracts are up at the end of the year that we don't have plans on retaining. Guys like Mantha. He traded Kuzi. He said, this team is not built for this year. I'm going to get what I can.
Wow. Wow, what a moment. And you guys, I'm so f***ing proud of this group. This group was counted out months ago. They won't be able to achieve this. No, that's it. They're done. No, they're not going to be able to make it to the playoffs and be a playoff team. And what this team and the character inside this room, what it continued to do day after day after day, A, came to f***ing work. work, put their hard hats on, whether it was practice, whether it was film, but B, showed up every night on the road out west. We'd have a tough night. The next night we would fight and respond and find a way to win hockey games, no matter what anybody outside this room said. I'm so proud of this group. Congratulations.
Personally, I don't trust a coach on any level, high school and up, that doesn't use profanity.
Gibbs didn't.
If you, okay, he's an ex.
Tony Dungy might not have.
Dungy might not have.
All right, these are great exceptions.
Those are Super Bowl winners.
My rule is, if you're a coach, if you're a leader of men, you got to drop F-bombs. Mm-hmm. No, you don't have to work exclusively in it.
What about if you're just a dad and you're angry and you're stomping around your house?
That's acceptable, too, as long as the kids aren't super young and impressionable. But, like, I remember...
It depends on what the offense is.
I remember going to, like, my kids' high school lax games, and the coaches are... Yeah, you can hear them cursing at the kids sometimes in practice and or games. And my wife's doing, like, pearl clutching, and I'm like, it's okay. They're high schoolers. They hear it all the time. It's all good.
They're toughening them up.
I need a coach that curses. Another tick for old Coach Carnes.
All right, Cakes, to answer the question, though, what are your expectations for this Caps team? Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the Caps percent chance of advancing at 48%. Oh, I think they have a good chance.
Is he an insane person?
I'm going way under that.
Here's
it's 20%. It's a coin flip?
I think it's 20%.
First of all,
I don't know about
expectations.
Why is that insane?
My expectations are
they
very low.
They split the season series.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I think that percentage is too high. Based on the history of eight seeds versus one seed.
If they play this series 10 times, they might win it three times.
How many times has an eight seed beaten a one seed in the NHL playoffs?
I don't know.
It certainly happens. In the first round?
It certainly happens. But
well, that's the only time they would play
them. This is weird that I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you a poker analogy, JP. The Capitals are pocket sixes, pre-flop. Against the Rangers, they're pocket kings. We need to spike a six on the flop. The Caps are 20% at best, in my opinion, in my noted hockey opinion, to advance past the Rangers. I can't put them up in the 40% range.
Now, it happened last year.
Against the one seed?
Because Florida beat Boston last year.
I would love for them to advance, but I'm keeping my expectations muted. I'm just happy they qualified for the playoffs after the wild season that they endured. So to me, anything that happens post last night, gravy. It's just gravy for me.
That's how I'm looking at it.
I'm not gonna be ranting and raving if the Caps get dispatched in five games. I'll just chalk it up to they faced a one seed. They're flawed. They can't score a lot, and they got hot toward the end of the season and were able to make their way into the playoffs.
Oh, you mentioned it last year. So last year it happened. Mm-hmm. So 50% of the eight versus one went to the eight.
Mm-hmm.
2019 it happened. Yeah. Blue Jackets over the Lightning. Also, Avalanche over the Flames. So both of those series in 2019 went to the eight seed. 2017, Predators over Blackhawks. 2012, Kings over Canucks. 2010, Canadians over Capitals. It happens fairly frequently. I don't have the exact percentage here. I just have a Reddit thread.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's 48%. That's all I'm saying.
No, but I'm going to go with 48%.
Based on this team.
Because they've played each other four times this year.
Right, and they split. I know.
Lindgren has won two out of three against them and only given up three goals. And he's playing good hockey right now. They're playing good hockey.
I hope you're right. I hope your near 50% prediction is correct.
I don't think the Rangers are just going to wipe them out.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a tight series.
I think it's going to be
I don't think it's
going to
be shut out. I don't think it's going to be sweepy.
I bet the unders.
I don't think it's going to be 4-1. I think it'll be 4-2, maybe even seven games.
For it to be a high-scoring series, obviously you would think, like from the Caps perspective, you would think Ovi would have to be involved, right?
Definitely.
Stromer would have to be involved. Who else? Who else could fill the back of the net?
Well, McMichael. You'd love to see McMichael.
How many did he have this year?
He had, I think, 17 he ended
so
with.
So he's our third leading scorer?
Well, that would have been Mantha. Mantha got shipped out when he had 20.
I mean, Carlson can score from the D spot.
He's got 10.
But that's, rely on that.
But they're not loaded with big-time goal scorers.
I'm just saying, like, who are their goal scorers? It's Stromer and Ovi.
And McMichael,
they spread it out.
I think we need a little more.
I agree.
I mean, Tom Wilson had 18.
But they are who
they are. If you want to know who scored for him this year,
Give me the
Wilson at 18.
Of guys on the roster, not right. old guys.
Yeah,
not,
Wilson's third with 18. Yeah. McMichael also had 18. Milano, 15. And then you're getting down to
Milano's
the nubs.
Milano's had a little bit of an uptick because he missed a bunch of games. 12.
Yeah.
So Milano could also be that guy that could be a scoring.
So those are your top three. Ovi, Stromer,
and I
Willie.
Feel like Oshie will he'll
step up
out-kick
in the playoffs.
His coverage. You know what I mean? He's gonna play above his head a little bit. He's just a big game.
They're
player.
Gonna have to win 2-1 games. They're gonna have to win games like they did last night.
Yeah, but I wanna have before. The ability to get to four if we need it.
And Chucky's gonna have to have a dozen or more amazing saves throughout the series to keep them in the game. He had a left pad save yesterday on a point blank chance that I don't know how the Flyers player didn't just lift it over his pad, but he just got just enough on it to keep it out of the net.
I just want to know what, and I don't know anything about the Rangers besides the fact that they're in New York.
Yes.
That's what I know.
They play at Madison Square Garden.
They play at the Garden.
You know that, yeah.
But, and I don't know if Valley, maybe you can pull like their play-by-play guy later in the week, but I want to know what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's
go. How can we take advantage of that?
Let's go to James. James, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Hey, Junks, how y'all doing?
Hey, James.
I'm an old-time D.C. resident, born and raised. The Caps have always lived off of defense. We have always been a defensive team. During the championship year, we were offensive. But Goldie and defense wins for us. That's what we were brought up on.
Well, we're going to have to do it again.
it's kind of the blueprint for Coach Carberry right now.
Yeah.
Is like because the offense is stalled and it's not consistent and they're amongst the lowest goal scoring teams in the league.
I don't think he wants to be that way.
He wants
some firepower, but he just doesn't have it.
He'd love to score three and a half goals a night on average.
They score two goals a game. I just looked at the month of April, EB.
Yeah.
They played 9 games in the month of April.
Right.
Total
they
goals.
Did score 4 goals in one of those games.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Every other game was 2 goals or less. They averaged 2.1 goals per game.
I don't think you can win with only scoring 2 goals a game.
It's tough. It's very difficult.
Especially in the playoffs.
I'm not trying. Listen.
So what's
no
your percent chance? He's at 20%. I'm at 48.
I said like 25-30. That's
25-30. Jason, give me a percentage for the Caps to advance.
To advance? 3%.
3%. Well, you know what? You gave them 0% to make the playoffs.
That is true.
Several weeks ago.
I hope I'm wrong.
I'm not shocked that the eternal optimist is close to 50% in JP.
Well, he thinks he's going to live to 120. Yeah. Let's go to Ian.
88.
Ian. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. I'm sorry.
No problem. It's Ian.
Ian.
I give the team probably a 10% chance, and here's why. I think they spent so much of their energy getting to the playoffs. I think making the playoffs feels like the win for them. We've seen in sports 1,000 times when a team's so far back, they spent so much energy tying the game and feeling like they accomplished it.
Big
and then
letdown.
The front runner just thumps ahead.
I don't think Carbs is going to let them have that sort of letdown. Now, do they struggle to score goals? Yes, but I think Carbs is, he's just so dynamic and connects with that team. I mean, you see it in the locker room. You hear it from the audio. He's not going to let them against New York.
I mean, we could say the same thing for many pass coaches that are so dynamic. At some point, it's on the players. I don't think the odds are of who's going to win is based on Carbs versus Laviolette. Like, to me, that's just not it. I think it's who's playing better and who's the better team. And, I mean, for Washington to even make it, they had to beat Tampa Bay, Boston, Philly in a row. I mean, that takes a lot out of a team. And I know some people would say, well, that's positive momentum going into the game. I just don't know. And even if it wasn't the President's Cup trophy winner in New York, even if it was, say, a 2 seed, I think it just took a lot for them to even get here.
I just looked at the last 8 games for the Rangers. So they only played 8 games in April compared to the 9 for the Capitals. They average a goal a game more. So you do have to thread the needle. There's a team that's averaging 3.1 goals per game and a team that averages 2.1 goals per game just using the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Let's forget about the whole season because the whole season changes. That's also one thing that changes when you look at past history. I've pointed to the past history. Well, Caps team's quite different than it was in November and December than what it is now. Same thing for the Rangers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I still like Lindgren having some success against his team, winning 2 out of 3.
All right, you want to take some more calls? We got some people lined up that still want to chime in on 800-636-1067. Don't forget, we've got Mike Rizzo coming on at 9 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.